All right, this is Jimmy Cab's Deep to Broadcast, the very manic Jimmy Cab show with Adam from Tribulation. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Cool. How is this Watain tour going for you?
It's only good. Yeah, that's the only thing I can say about it.
I got to tell you, it was very interesting because it seems that every band on this tour has their own uniqueness to it. But what was very interesting about your band, aside from the fact that you were able to captivate an audience, a Watain audience, is the fact that you not only have a what I would say a full magnitude from stage presence, but your music is very very unique, but it fits this tour.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on that?
I guess our music from where we started is, I mean, we all the three bands share a basic, you know.
Yeah.
We all come from the same ground, so it's, I think that's why. And we started very traditionally, and Watain started very traditionally, and In Solitude did the same. And now we've all just developed in our own way, and maybe that's why
there's a very good chemistry and camaraderie with our three bands.
Yeah, well, we've all known each other for quite a long time now, so I've known In Solitude since, I don't know, almost 10 years now, and Watain like 5-6 years, so I think that's why.
Yeah,
we're all friends, and we're all doing this tour together. So.
Yeah, there just seems like a very good camaraderie, very good chemistry. But what's really interesting, like I mentioned before, is that each and every band brings a uniqueness.
Yeah.
What I really like, this is the first time that I've got to experience your show.
Mm-hmm.
What I really liked about your performance is that not only did it seem so natural, but yet it captured all the elements of, like what you said, a traditional old school show. What I mean by that, the showmanship, the energy, and definitely the connection.
So you mean between the
bands? Audience and
the band? Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think we're all influenced by the traditional rock and metal and all that, and then we've just reached a point, I think all three bands have reached a point where we can get away from it, but we'll never get away from it, you know,
right,
fully. So we're just doing our own thing now, all three bands.
You've been on tour and you've been playing different markets in the United States. Has the response been similar in the other cities?
Yeah, it has actually. Yeah. It's been very good. I can't name one city that hasn't been good. It's, I wouldn't say it's a surprise, but it's pleasing.
Do you feel that the reason why you're being so well received in the United States and the different cities that you're playing, because I don't know if you're aware, but in America, every city has a very different heavy metal or underground vibe to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you feel that you're being well received in the United States? Because again, I don't want to emphasize that that is all that you're bringing to the table, because you're not. But there's like a real simpleness, but yet it's not simple. You're bringing something to the stage that is similar without the eccentricities. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I think I do, yeah. I think it's, what should I say? It's, maybe it's something new. I mean, in 2013,
yeah.
It's maybe it's nothing new since like the 80s, but it's, I think we're bringing something fresh, and I think I think it's appealing to the U.S. audience because, well, maybe you can find it here. I don't know.
I think what you're bringing to the table, aside from just being genuine, I think American audiences are starving for just simple. Because in America, there seems to be so much eccentricity.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, yeah, especially like in the underground market here in America, with the imagery,
this is quite eccentric, isn't it?
No, but this is more genuine. What I mean, like there's like a disconnect here in America, and I think the reason why your band is being well received is because it's just very simple and genuine.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
This leads me to my next question. Let's talk about the new record, because the new record, The Formulas of Death, differs very much from the horror.
Yeah.
Would you agree on that?
I agree. fully.
Talk to me about the growth on that.
Well, there's a big difference between the two albums.
The
biggest difference from our side is that when we wrote the first album, we were like 16 to maybe 19, and we recorded it when we were like, and we were still in school.
Yeah.
I think that is the biggest difference.
There's a maturity factor coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this is mature music, but there is a maturity factor for sure. We're different people now, so. That's the biggest difference, I think.
It seems that this new record, it's like there's almost like a statement that you're trying to declare. That's why it's funny that you say that you've, this is a more growth record, would you say?
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a statement, because it's just what we did, and nothing else. It's what came out, you know? But maybe now after it's been released, maybe now it's a statement.
Right.
I guess, yeah.
What influenced this record? Because when the listener sits down and really digests this album, there's a lot of elements that you perceive. Like, for instance, it seems that at some point there's like a Eastern influence. Mm-hmm. And then also, lyrically, that's very interesting as well. What influenced this record?
There is an Eastern influence.
Talk to me about that, because that's very interesting to me.
Well, the Eastern influence comes from Indian philosophy. And musically, I guess, it got incorporated into the music, I guess.
Right.
Because that's what I follow now. It's mostly my philosophy is basically based in Indian philosophy now, so that's probably the biggest influence, I think. And I mean, also Western esotericism and stuff like that. But what mostly influenced this album, I think, is just letting ourselves go. We broke from the traditional way of that we used to look at music and metal in general, and death metal in general, because what we're doing now is, I guess you can call it death metal. I guess I still can do that, but I wouldn't say it is,
right?
Because we're doing our own thing now, and I think that's what influences us the most. It's just letting old shit go and letting new whatever comes to us out, you know.
Do you channel that energy? Because it seems like this record, when you listen to it, aside, and I don't want to emphasize the growth, but it seems that not only is there a growth, but it seems to really expand the listener and influence the listener to think, which is very rare with most artists.
You
listen to like a death metal record, it tends to be what it is.
Yeah, but
growth, there's no imagination, there's no...
The thing is with this is that it just came naturally. We didn't think about changing.
Right.
We didn't think about where we were going. We just all agreed when stuff came up. And we all felt leveled with each other and continue wherever we are going now, still are going.
Yeah, the journey of life.
Yeah, you know.
The journey and of incorporating.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we incorporated that into the musical development of the band, so.